Or... His hands roamed her back before cupping her buttocks and pressing her hips closer to his as his tongue danced with hers. The smell of sandalwood filled her senses. Her body molten, Grace explored the taut, corded muscles of his naked back with her palms as his long hair swept against the back of her hands in an erotic caress. Julian's head swam at her warm touch, at the pleasant feel of her arms wrapped tightly around him as he ran his hands over the bounty of her soft, freckled skin. How he loved the sounds she made as she responded so provocatively to him. He couldn't wait to hear her scream out in release, to see her head thrown back while her body spasmed around his. It had been so very long since he'd last felt a woman's touch, so long since he'd last had any human contact at all. His body was white hot with desire, and if this were anything but their first time, he'd devour her like a morsel of sweet chocolate, lay her down and ravish her like a starving man at a banquet. But that would have to wait until she was used to him. He'd learned centuries ago that women always swooned from their first union, and he definitely didn't want this one to faint. Not yet, anyway. Still, he couldn't wait another minute to have her. Scooping her up in his arms, he headed for the stairs. At first, Grace couldn't think past the incredible feel of strong arms surrounding her with heat, of a man actually picking her up and not groaning from the effort. But as they passed the large wooden pineapple at the base of her balustrade, she woke up with a start. "Whoa, Busta!" she snapped, grabbing onto the carved mahogany pineapple like a life preserver. "Just where do you think you're taking me?" He paused and looked down at her curiously. In that instant, she realized that as tall and powerful as he was, he could do anything in the world he wanted with her, and she would be powerless to stop him. A tremor of fear thrummed through her body. Yet for all the danger, some part of her wasn't afraid. Something in her gut told her he wouldn't intentionally hurt her.
"I'm taking you to your bedroom where we can finish what we've started," he said simply,
as if he were discussing the weather.
"I don't think so."
He shrugged those wonderfully broad shoulders.
"You would prefer the stairs, then? Or the couch, perhaps?"
He paused and looked about her house, as if considering his choices.
"Not a bad thought, actually. It's been a long time since I took a woman on—"
"No, no, no! The only place you're going to take me is in your dreams. Now set me down before I really get mad." To her shock, he complied. Feeling a little better once her feet were safely on the ground, she ascended two steps. Now they were eye to eye, and on a little more equal footing. That was, if a person could ever be on equal footing with a man who possessed such innate power and authority. Suddenly, the full impact of his presence slammed into her. He was real. Dear heaven, she and Selena had actually conjured him to life. His eyes bored into hers, his face stoic and completely unamused.
"I don't understand why I'm here. If you don't want me inside you, why did you call for me?"
She almost moaned at his words. Worse, the image of his golden, lean, and powerful body thrusting against hers flashed through her mind.